years ago, we did some Q&A, and it was the way it was designed because of software and computer issues. It became too time-consuming to get them done on a regular basis. And, you know, if I can't do something well and do it right, I don't want to do it. And so we put that on the back burner, and of course it's been longer than we'd hoped. But we've also moved, and health issues, a lot of busyness when it comes to ministry. Back then I was working for the man, you know, and didn't have time. Now, I believe the time is right. We're getting settled in our new home. I think even in spite of still, there's always plenty to do. But we're going to make these short and sweet. And just like this introduction, I'm not going to drag it out and give you a long explanation, just to tell you that we're starting, we're rebooting the Q&A. And if you send us a question, we are going to answer on video, and then we'll send you a link to that video so you can be one of the first people to see your answer. And that'll also save us some time, actually, because typing things out can be much more difficult, especially for me, than discussing it, opening the Bible, reading it, and seeing what it says. And so if you have a question, you can send those on social media. Facebook, I'm still on there until they kick us off or it gets so bad we have to leave. We're still on MeWe.com. That's, I'm hoping that catches on, because they, MeWe.com, the name sounds weird, but after a while it grows on you. You get over it. And they respect your privacy. You own what you upload. They don't take and mine information and all that sort of thing. And then there's, I'm still on Twitter if you send something in, but I'd prefer you send it either MeWe.com, Facebook, while we're still on there, or by email at bbbfohio@yahoo.com. We have three B's, the letter F, and our website address is two B's. And some people, yeah, it may seem confusing, but when we got on Yahoo, we tried to get BBF Ohio, and for some reason they wouldn't let us have it. And at that time, we were calling ourselves Bible Believers Baptist Fellowship. Well, we dropped the name Baptist just simply because there was too many words. And just for practical purposes. And Columbus, Ohio, being a Baptist, didn't mean anything anyway. Most Baptists are either apostate completely, or they're just terribly shallow, evangelical, Vatican version, don't teach anything, megachurch, or whatever. So that's why our email address, it's older, we've had that for years, BBBF stands for Bible Believers Baptist Fellowship, Ohio, at yahoo.com. Send it by email, or you can go to, if you need this information, you can always go to our website, bbfohio.com, Bible Believers Fellowship, Ohio.com, bbfohio.com, like the hat says. And we're just going to take your questions and answer them. We're going to try to make it short and sweet. Some may be just a minute or two. Some may be 10 or 15 minutes. I don't foresee many of them going past that. We want to keep this short and sweet and simple. I'm not going to add a lot of stuff, graphics and everything. I might every once in a while use something, but we're just going to have straightforward answers, just like you and I are having a conversation. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it, and it's that simple. And by the way, as we go on, we are going to put these all in a playlist on YouTube and sermon audio, and we're hoping to use Vimeo, GodTube in the future. But we'll also, on our website, try to group these topically so that we'll have a link to the YouTube page, but we'll also, under topical headings, have links to particular questions. And we're going to try to keep up on that and do that as well. So I hope you'll send your questions. We will ignore the ones that aren't serious or, you know, just hate mail that puts stupid questions in, that sort of thing. But even those, we may answer a lot of those just so we can get it out there. Here's the response to that question. So that's all there is to it. This is our first video. This is the introduction. From here on out, you ask the question. We'll provide the answer from Scripture and any other sources necessary. If you ask a question about history or something like that, we can even try to answer some of those questions. And even about personal questions, you have issues that you just want some advice, wisdom that we could answer that other people might see and benefit from, send them in.